الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ikraha fi al-deen, there is no compulsion in deen, there is no forcing any disbeliever to accept the faith, the deen of Islam. Here in this verse, we see the link between this verse and the previous verse that was Ayatul Kursi. In Ayatul Kursi, we see the dala'il, the proofs of the tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The link between the two is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we do not compel, we do not force any kafir to accept this faith of Islam, because قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ, the path of guidance, the correct path, has already become clear from the incorrect path. It has already become clear from misguidance, because the proofs to indicate to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are already clear. If we look in the previous verse, we only see the proofs that indicate to the oneness of Allah. So why should a kafir then be forced to accept deen al-Islam? This is one misconception that we hear all the time. And this is an objection that is raised against deen al-Islam by the modernists or the orientalists, the kuffar, the non-Muslims. We hear this time and again. They say that Islam spread by the sword. They say Islam spread by the sword. If you look at this verse, immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the proofs of His oneness, Allah says that, listen, there is no compulsion in deen. That the knife is not put onto the throat of a kafir for him to accept this Islam. A gun is not put on the head of a kafir for him to accept Islam. A sword is not put onto the neck of a kafir, forcing him and obligating him, making it compulsory for him to accept this deen of Islam. Rather, a kafir should see the beauty of Islam through the proofs and the signs of the oneness of Allah, through the akhlaq, the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. If they raise this objection and they say Islam spread by the sword, and they mean that the lands of Islam spread by the means of the sword, then in that understanding of it, we do not have any problem, because every dynasty spread their lands by the means of the sword. Every religion also in their time, in their era, when they spread their lands, they spread their lands by the means of the sword. There was, of course, battle that took place and people waged war, and in that way they gained territories and they gained their lands. In the same way, Islam also gained its lands by the means of battle, لِيَعْلَىٰ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, to establish or to raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if they mean that the billion Muslims accept Islam in this world, all because, all on account of, or as a result of people coming and putting onto their neck the swords, or putting a gun onto their heads, that if you don't accept Islam, we will kill you, then this is a fallacy, and this is far away from the truth. Because billions of people would accept Islam only on account of seeing the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, and there's plenty incidents to indicate and to explain that. So Allah says, لا إكراه في الدين. Immediately after Ayatul Kursi, a verse that explains the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, listen, there is no compulsion in deen whatsoever. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْبِ, that the path of guidance is now evident, the path of guidance is now clear from misguidance. So listen, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever disbelieves in the taghut, that is the devil, shaitan, and all the aslam, all the idols, and that person brings firm belief and faith now in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let that person know, فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, he's actually held on to the firmest handle. He's held on to the firmest handle. And Allah then gives a description of this. Allah says, لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا, there is no termination, there is no cutting off for this handle. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah hears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable, He is well aware of what you do. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah says, He is the guardian of the believers. And Allah, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, Allah continues to remove them from darknesses to light. In other words, if we have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa wali because we are believers in Allah, Allah will continue to remove us from darkness to light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. But let us look at how Shaitan, he looks after his friends. Allah says, what does Shaitan do? يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They believe him to be a good friend for them. But Allah says he would remove them all the time from light and he would bring them into darkness. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Such people are the dwellers, such people are the inhabitants of this fire of Jahannam. And let them know that they will remain in Jahannam forever. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will remain, they will abide in Jahannam forever. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ.